Jill Homer puts the hard in hardcore. Jill's going to take part in the Iditarod Trail International. She is not a dog team, not a sled. She is taking part in the human Iditarod. It happens about a week before the dog race, and it follows that same path, that famous course, the one that dog teams in the 20s used to get medicine to Nome, Alaska, when a diphtheria epidemic threatened the town. So on February 24th of 08, not pups, but people on skis, bikes, and foot will struggle through 350 miles of tough terrain and deal with whatever weather the Alaska winter dishes out. We're going to follow Jill's training on our blog. Jill Homer joins us now. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how's it going?
Going great. How is your training going? Can you describe how you've been training for this big race?
Well, I'm just about to amp up my miles. I've been building strength, trying to eat well, and now it's time to really start putting in the miles.
So what does that mean for you on a daily basis?
Well, it's been about 2 hours a day on a daily basis now, which is about all I can afford. I work full-time.
What do you do for a living?
I work as a copy editor at the Juneau Empire. It's a local newspaper.
And what do your fellow employees think about the fact that you're devoting this much time to this grueling a prospect?
Well, they do think I'm crazy.
Now, how are you planning to do this race?
How am I planning to do this?
Yeah, are you doing it on bike, on foot, or is it like a triathlon where you do a whole bunch of different things?
Oh, I'm riding on a bicycle.
You're going to do it by a bike.
Isn't it snowy? Do you have special tires?
Yeah. It's all on snow, so you ride with big fat tires. Specially made bikes to hold these big tires that are about 4 inches wide.
So just so people get a sense of where does the trail start, where does it end, and what's the terrain like?
The trail starts in Kinnick, Alaska. It's just actually outside of Anchorage. It's part of the beginning of the Iditarod Trail. The race I'm doing goes 350 miles over the Alaska Range into the interior to McGrath. And another part of the race goes all the way to Nome, which is 1,100 miles.
Wow. So I remember I was in Alaska a couple of years ago in the middle of the summer, and it was, you know, daylight from about 4 a.m. to midnight. And I remember reading in the winter, it's maybe light from 10 a.m. to 2?
You get a lot more darkness. February is a little bit better
yeah.
than December, but it is still more dark, more night than day.
So do you find are you trying to train to ride during the darkness? I mean, that's a really scary prospect, I think.
I am actually training to ride in the darkness, and that's something I also just started. I actually went out tonight just before you called me.
And how did it go? What did you experience?
It was really nice, actually. Clear night, starry, yeah. Lots of frost on the road. Probably, you know, 25 degrees.
Oof. Now, I have to imagine you just can't show up at the starting line of this race, that there's got to be qualifying rounds and all kinds of things you have to do to get in this race. Are there?
Well, there's not actually qualifiers. You do have to be approved by the race directors with a race resume. And what I've done before is I've raced in the Susitna 100, which is similar terrain in a similar area, but it's 100 miles.
And this starts a week before the dog race. Is there ever overlap?
There is, actually. It usually takes racers about a week to get to McGrath, but it can take longer if the weather's really bad, if the storm pins you down, or if the trail conditions are bad. So there have been dog races that have caught up to Iditarod Invitational racers.
That must be so depressing.
See the dog lapping you.
Can I get on the sled, please?
Those dogs are fast.
Jill Homer, well, good luck with your training, and I know we're going to be following you on our blog as you get ready for this big event on February 24th. Be safe, take care while you're doing all this and riding out there early in the morning. It just happens to be really dark.
Yeah.
Jill, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.